And so,
well, you have to be a showman, honestly.
Well, you have to be a showman to do the shows, but you actually, you know, in order to be a good therapist, you don't have to be a showman. And so when I looked at it, I thought, well, you know, if we leave this to the conventional medical world to you know, progress, we'll be another 200 years in the waiting. The way to get people interested in this powerful, sexy, exciting phenomena is to do shows, because I think they're very dramatic demonstrations. And at the time, all the stage hypnotists were humiliating people. You know, they were getting them to eat onions and think they were apples, all those kind of things. So what I did was, I thought I'll move the emphasis slightly to show... Sorry, what's
it? No, the eat onions thing's very funny, that's all.
Well, it is, unless you're the one eating it, of course.
Do you ever do it to friends of yours as a prank?
Well, again, you know, I used to, but in fact, there was a therapist I heard about, and he'd hypnotized his brother-in-law. I think this is actually a misuse of it. What he did was he left a suggestion in so that whenever he told him to go back into trance, he would. So he'd all be sitting there playing cards, you know, and he'd lean over and go, sleep, you know, and the guy would be off in trance, and then they'd nick his aces and that sort of thing.
See, that's what I like. See, it's that kind of on the old Popeye cartoons when you can say, you know, or a normal wisdom film, you know, he's a wimp and then the next minute he's the rightful king of Bohemia. Just by the click, that can actually even do that.
Well, you can do all sorts of things, yeah. I mean, it certainly makes you a more persuasive person, I suppose.
I mean, everyone says this, as soon as you've got hypnotism, do hypnotists ever use hypnotism to have it off? Everyone thinks, there's no point hiding that. Everyone thinks that. Oh, hypnotism's, because you would.
Don't hold back, really.
No, but you would, wouldn't it? That's what everyone thinks, don't they? I mean, there's no point veiling the question. Everyone thinks, oh, them hypnotists, oh, more tail than Sinatra. What is the actual reality of that? Could you, and do you think hypnotism can be abused like that, if I'm kind of...
Well, I suppose hypnotism in itself is not dangerous, but there are manipulative, coercive people who use techniques that I would call hypnotic. And, I mean, there are some people that have a persuasive quality that...
So, yes, you could.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah.